Praise be Jesus and Mary. In our first reading, St. Paul writes to the Corinthians, "For as Christ's sufferings overflow to us, so through Christ does our encouragement also overflow." And we know that both Christ's sufferings and our encouragement that overflow through Christ come to us in a very specific way, through his most sacred heart, the most sacred heart of Jesus. Our Lord himself promised to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque that for those who are devoted to his sacred heart, he promised that for those souls, he will console them in all of their affliction. And also he promised that he will be a sure refuge for them in life and especially in death. This whole month is dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus, and really we will never be able to, or we will never really exhaust or meditate enough on the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pope Pius XII, in his encyclical on devotion to the Sacred Heart, Haurietis Aquas, points out that our Lord, the very heart of our Lord, the heart of Jesus, had this threefold love. The first love that was present in the heart of our Lord was the divine love, which he shared with the Father and the Holy Spirit, but which only was able to manifest itself through his most sacred humanity, because he was true God and true man. He also had human love, because he was true man. The human love which expressed itself, and it expressed itself in a perfectly ordered human affection. Then Pope Pius XII speaks of also a burning charity, a burning charity present in the heart of Jesus, which flowed from his beatific knowledge and his infused knowledge. And this burning charity governed all of his actions. So his preaching, his public ministry, his call to repentance, his clarity on the eternal consequences for those who die unrepentant, his miracles, his healings, the gift of his mother, his passion, all of it was governed by this burning charity. What a consoling reality. Everything that Christ has done and everything that Christ will do is governed by his burning charity. St. Catherine of Siena would say that our Lord does nothing without our salvation in mind. And it's also consoling that in his burning charity, our Lord has patience with us. Very consoling. He also promised to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque that those lukewarm souls, if they are devoted to the Sacred Heart, will become fervent. And those fervent souls will quickly mount to perfection. He has patience with us. I often meditate on that scene, the gospel scene, where our Lord asks St. Peter, after his resurrection, the threefold question, "Peter, do you love me?" "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." In the Greek, when you read this in the Greek, two Greek words and different Greek words are used. Agape, for love. Love, which is divine love, unconditional love. And then philia, which is a fraternal love of friendship. So two words, in that scene, two Greek words are used to express love, agape and philia. So in context, when you read it, it sounds like this. Peter, do you agape me? And Peter responds, Lord, you know all things. You know that I philio you. And our Lord asks again, Peter, do you agape me? Lord, you know all things. You know that I philio you. Then our Lord asks a third time. Then it says Peter was distressed. Our Lord asked, Peter, do you philio me? Then St. Peter, distressed, responded, Lord, you know all things. You know that I philio you. Our Lord has patience with us. He stoops down to our level, and if we humbly admit our limits, he will transform that little love we have for him, and he will elevate it into perfection. And in fact, we know that St. Peter will offer his life for love of our Lord. So especially in this month of June, let us ask the Blessed Mother for the grace to leave to his mercy our past, to leave to his divine providence our future, and to live the present moment in his grace and his love. Because it is in the present moment where the most sacred heart of Jesus continues to beat for love of us today. Praise be Jesus and Mary.